Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers found the end zone in a little bit of trouble. Dancing away from that, he lost the football. Back on it for a safety.
You know, I expect to play great every single week, and this was not my best performance. I got to play better than this for us to win. You know, if it's better checks, if it's better throws, whatever it is, I got to play better. I will, you know, but we got to bounce back. We got a division opponent next week. We're 5-4. We're ahead by a game in the division, and we got to play better on offense for sure. But this is part of the season. There's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs, and can't ride the wave. You know, I felt like our energy, and it starts with me, it wasn't as great on offense. I felt like we were just kind of struggling a little bit and couldn't get a play to get going. We always say we just get a first down, we drive, and we had so many three and outs, and we hurt ourselves with a couple penalties, and I didn't play very good at all. So I got to play better. We also got to realize, listen, we got four division games left to play, long season, and it's a good opponent, and we didn't play very good tonight.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group on this Black and Gold Loser Monday. Low of 25, there's been some snow in the area. That is weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, so Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to sound alarm bells. He said, I need to play better. I will play better. I think this is now turning into a pattern for him. Multiple years running. He plays good teams. He doesn't play well. He looked last night, and he admitted the energy was off. He looked, as Malzi pointed out, like a guy that wanted to make business decisions, that had happy feet, that wanted to just get rid of the ball. First time really all year that he's looked like that guy. I think when someone's 41 years old and still playing football and they have a game that looks like that, it's all right to be concerned about that player's short-term future, because NFL players tend to fall off cliffs and not necessarily break down gradually. And I think, and I said this at the time, yes, like he was playing well enough where I wanted to give him 2026. But I also pointed out the way Russell Wilson's start to his Steelers career went. And I wanted to see how this entire year went before, you know, making a declaration on what I wanted from Aaron Rodgers beyond this year. And what I saw last night makes me think they're better off without him next year. Like, I'm starting to think we're going to have another situation where we get to January and it's like, yeah, he made up our minds for us. I don't care if he really is even going to contemplate playing next year. We're good. Thank you. It was cool that you got to extend your career and it didn't end like it did with the Jets. You got something out of it. What did we really get out of it, though? Maybe 9 wins.
At this point,
keep your fingers crossed for 10.
At this point, 9 or 10 feels like a long bridge to traverse.
I was more negative on Rodgers when he signed than a lot of other people in the media, and I'm not even close to taking a victory lap. Like, I'm not saying right now it's over for him 100%. Like, I think right now he looks washed, but he gets to play the Bengals next week, which have a way of bringing good back out of quarterback, so he has a chance very quickly to rebound. But my thought at the beginning of the year was he, ironically, given his resume, was going to be the first quarterback to have a losing season with Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. And for, I don't know, maybe most of this season, I thought that was a pretty dumbass prediction.
Looking better now.
Now I'm starting to think there's a real chance that happens.
I mean, I think that he could look good this week. The Bengals also,
better, Chris.
Also will almost certainly not have Trey Hendrickson. I'm sure you've seen that already. So it's an even worse. It's the same terrible version of the Bengals, basically, that he got already. He should be better, but I just can't shake. I can't shake the fact that he was ducking away from hits because just the week prior, I had seen him willingly risk his body to try to run, even though he's obviously not much of a runner anymore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And be willing to stand in there. In fact, every time he got hit in the weeks leading up to this game last night, he looked mad when he got up. Like, come on, why wasn't this there? Why didn't you do that? Did he really look mad that much last night? He looked almost resigned. He just...
A little bit early on, but then I do think a resignation set and he kind of spaced out.
Yes, so how many times do we get that, because they went three and out, how many times did we get that visual, the camera catches him clipping the chin strap back up like he likes to do, walking off the field, just kind of like there, you know? Just like walking off with a blank look on his face. I'm not cussing out a receiver. I might like put my hand up and show that I'm a little bit annoyed, but I'm really just walking back to the bench. That's not a look I want to see when the guy is almost 42. And that's what those are the kind of things you have to make inferences about when a guy is at his age, because it's such uncharted territory for people not named Brady. He just, in addition to being bad, he didn't look like there was a fire lit at all last night. And for most of the season, at bare minimum, even when he's been bad, he's looked mad and looked like fired up about it. Last night was just kind of there.
412-928-9370. Let's talk to you about last night's loss. Here's Ethan on the fan. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Yo.
Hey, first off, I want to congratulate you, Chris, on all your success, never running into a garage door pony. Don't be too hard on yourself. I've done it myself and went through a lot of shame, but came out of it a better man, so don't worry about it.
Were you sober when you did it?
I was, yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel even better then.
Yep. Well, yeah, anyway, we don't need to get into that story. But
did you have to, like, explain it to your wife, or was she, like, understanding when it happened?
She was on the porch, and, she saw it all happen. Well, she heard it happen, then came out. So, yeah, that was tough.
That was my situation.
Ethan,
she heard it.
Ethan, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let you and Pony, two big-time doers of smart things around the house, you guys can converse about this game. I'm going to sit back as a man who hasn't backed into his garage door and let you guys have the floor here.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll tell you what, the one thing I was noticing all day, I blame yesterday's loss completely on Aaron Rodgers. He looked awful. The one thing that I noticed, he was throwing, and I don't. Maybe he does this a lot, and maybe it's not unique, but it seemed like he was throwing the ball off his back foot a ton, resulting in overthrows, which we know. And, you know, what it reminded me of was back in 2004 when I got put in to play quarterback against Clariton in termite football, and I was just running for my life throwing the ball. He didn't seem engaged. He seemed a bit scared. You guys said business decisions. And, you know, I think early in the game – they set the tone. The offense set the tone. We get the ball at the 40-yard line to start off the game. We go three and out. Now, granted, the defense had them go three and out as well, but, I mean, it was just flat all day, guys.
Yeah, it was. Thanks. 100%. It was a very flat performance. That's a good way of putting it. And I think because of his age, if Ben Roethlisberger had a game like that, I would be upset. I would be, like, in his prime, I would be upset. I'd be furious that he kind of let a game like this just completely go by the wayside, but it wouldn't make me think about his ability to play quarterback. Like you mentioned Josh Allen already. Josh Allen was not good yesterday.
Mahomes even has had a couple of stinkers this, like one or two not even close to Patrick Mahomes games, but he's Patrick Mahomes,
yes,
still in his prime.
There's no existential crisis with those
guys.
Like,
I think people are saying, well, you guys wanted him back last week, and hey, I thought that maybe if he kept playing this well, sure. But when he's at this age, it unfortunately is, I think, a week-to-week proposition
100%.
With him.
Yep.
Now, you might not like that if you're somebody out there who's like, well, I'm slow and steady. I don't really change my mind. When the quarterback's about to turn 42, you have to be nimble because they aren't. And because they're You could absolutely see him go full decline in the span of 2 weeks, and I don't think that that's a point that anyone wants to acknowledge.
I mean, that happened to Russell Wilson last year, and he's 5 years younger.
It doesn't make it any less real, though. When you get to this age, it's the old, you do not know the hour nor the day when you stop being able to play NFL football. Pony, to use one other position, how many other guys at other positions, Vontae Davis did it, other guys have done it, who just say, I'm done. Who was the guy this year who retired after a game?
Smith in Philly.
He just said, that's it.
Darius Smith.
That's it.
And he was their leading sack guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.